So many times a parent is embarrassed to admit they don't like their child right now, and they feel, well, does that mean I don't love my child? No, it doesn't mean you don't love your child, but maybe it means that there's some aspects of loving that child that you need to work on. We're going to talk about that today.
That was Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. You're listening to Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. All this week, we've been covering this topic of when my child is difficult to like, Monday, kind of admitting that to ourselves and that
we're, there, I've said it out loud.
Yes, I'm not a horrible human being, but it's a reality. And then Tuesday, kind of the why. What are the different reasons? And there are different reasons. It's not just because your child is difficult. It might be something with yourself. Wednesday, the middle school years. My goodness, you can listen to the program. I related on many levels there. And yesterday, when you really think that your parenting is just getting in the way of your own schedule. It's parenting is such a burden that might be the reason why you don't like
too busy. When you're just too busy, your expectations are unrealistic. Yeah.
So if you missed any of these programs, you can listen to them all over again at parentingonpurpose.org. But today there is that difference of love and like.
I think that sometimes we have a hard time with what it really means to love. And I think we've let the media, and this really applies to marriage also, that we've let the media define love. And we think that love is that emotion. It's that aura around us for this other person. And it is really easy to love a little baby. And because the baby has that little fat baby has the aura. I mean, there's just something about your baby. I remember thinking when the newborn pictures of Tori, that I had him for a long time thinking, this is the most beautiful baby I've ever seen. And then about 5 or 6 years later, I'm rooting around in a drawer and I find her newborn pictures and she looked like a chimpanzee. I mean, I thought, oh my goodness. Well, yeah, what was I thinking? She was born 2 months premature and and she's gorgeous today. And I remember thinking every era your child's gorgeous. But this whole love-like thing, I think if we better understood what it means to love another person, to love this child, to love our spouse, and Jesus says, no, you got to take it further than that. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. And I hear you, Lord. Could I start at home first and figure this out? And the aspects of he doesn't leave us then with this, we got to figure out the emotion and we got to wrap our head around the emotion. He tells us really in 1 Corinthians 13:4 that no, Bob, love is something you do for another person, regardless of that other person, because you've seen me do it for you. I first loved you. And I think it really helps. You know, we talked this week about the middle school child. I think it really helps with that middle school child if I can get my brain wrapped around what it means to love another person. I think it really helps during those difficult times in the marriage that we all have and don't know who to talk to about it. I don't like my spouse very much, perhaps. And so how to do that. And so God gives us some things we're supposed to do in this journey.
It's almost like what you've told us before. Love is not so reactionary. They don't hold the remote control to you. Mm. It's just a choice and something that you do regardless of how they're acting.
Love is what you do, right?
It's a verb.
It's hard when I give other people.
Because we're
human. Yeah, but when I give other people the control over me, when I allow my feelings to be on my shirt sleeve, and I think really when I want my spouse or my children to be the ones to fill my tank again. Mm. When I'm going to them to meet my needs, when I go needy, you know, help me, give me that great line from the movie, What About Bob? Give me, I need. And he represented, it was one of the funniest, most brilliant movies I've ever seen. I own it. And he just represents the neediness, the immaturity in all of us. And so God says, I'm going to tell you what love is. And I'm going to start with this. He says, love is patient and kind. That's a response to the toddler. That's the response to the 3-year-old, who's into everything. And I watch Tori's 1-year-old. We have a gate between our kitchen and our house. And I watched him. He was awesome. His name is Judah. I watched Judah. He's walking now. He's this fat walking boy.
That's adorable.
Oh, I watched him get to the gate, wrap both fat hands around, and he pulling back and forth, trying to take it down. Mm-hmm. I know this goes up and down. I've seen them take it up and down. I'm taking it down. And there's a patience about this we have to have. Mm-hmm. And choosing to be kind when this person that we're supposed to love is not kind. We're not taught patience. There's nothing in my upbringing that teaches patience. You know, 10 years ago, you put your Pop-Tart in the toaster because in 30 seconds it was done. We don't want to wait 30 seconds. Now you put your Pop-Tart in the microwave so you can get it in 10 seconds because I've not got 20 seconds of patience. You've got this mobile phone that's absolutely inconceivably awesome, and I can't believe how long it's taking to do this. Really? This is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'm not having to walk through the stacks at the library to look up things anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I can go online and have it. There's nothing that teaches patience.
And with the middle schooler that, you know, is just starting to spread their wings and all of a sudden the morning routine is taking a little bit longer.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, I gave you 1 minute and I actually have to wait the entire minute or 5 minutes for them to get in the car.
Doesn't mean we don't have consequences. It does mean right. that in my inner heart, my inner like, because my like plays a little bit of part, comes from my love. I love this child, so I'm going to choose to like this child. Mm. I'm going to choose to enjoy my time with this child rather than be impatient. Mm-hmm. So it starts with love is patient and kind. And then it makes a statement, love is not jealous, boastful, or proud. And I think sometimes I'm jealous for me. Do you know how much I do here? And just the whole arrogance of me as a person.
And how easy you have it. I do so much for you and I pay the bills.
I walked uphill both ways to school. I mean, in snow through 15 states to get to school.
And working with teenagers, you hear them talk about, my dad's always saying, you don't know how hard it is to pay all the bills and all that. I don't even care. They
don't
say,
even hear you.
And they don't even care. And why should they have to? You know, they didn't sign up for that. You're a parent. That's what you do. You pay the bills.
Roby making a statement when he was about 8 years old. How come we're washing the dishes and not mom? Isn't this what moms are supposed to do? That cost him washing the dishes the rest of his time at home. I think, though, as we're so busy that we're jealous, I think we're so busy that we're almost boastful, like what I went through, you can't imagine, and proud. And it goes on to say rude. Love is not rude. And so when I catch myself being rude to this child who's rude to me and find out I just gave a 12-year-old the power over me, I came in a relatively good mood. This 12-year-old put me in a bad mood. Whose fault is this? I'm the adult. No wonder I don't like the child right now. It's my fault. I don't like the child, but what I really shouldn't be doing is I shouldn't like the power I just gave this child. I will not do this. Remember how much they tried to distract Jesus. I mean, here he is preaching a message, and they come and dump a woman in front of him who had been caught in the act of adultery. Mm-hmm. No one's saying, excuse me, there must have been two then. Where's the man that was also in the act of adultery? Oh, it's just an amazing scene. He should have. The power he had to call down the angels, I mean, there could have been Pharisees' dust, just little piles of dust in their clothes right there. They're gone. They're done. Never did that. His patience. Did he like what he was seeing? No, but his patience. Listen to this. Love does not demand its own way. Wow. I'm coming home tonight. This is what I want. This is what I need. Get out of my way.
We're going to do homework and then we're going to have dinner and everybody's taking a shower and going to bed.
And everybody's staying out of my way. I'm just sitting in this seat. I'm watching the game or I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I had a bad day. Really? It doesn't demand its own way.
Ouch. I know a lot of parents are.
It doesn't demand its own way. And these are children. They aren't likable yet. These are children. But it goes on to say, love is not irritable. It is not irritable. So how did I get here? How did I give this power to a 3-year-old or this power to a 12-year-old or this power to a 15-year-old who hates herself right now? How did I let them irritate me at this level? I've got to get my head back. And I've really got to take some power back. And the power is over me, not over them. This, if you're doing love, and this is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is what we're aspiring for. Am I there? No, I'm working on it. Is Rosemary there? Boy, she's close. Listen to this. It keeps no record of being wronged.
Yeah, those moments where, you remember this and this as well.
I am sick and tired of telling you about this, really. And it's really a cool term because it's an accountant's word for keeping a ledger of wrongs. And yet Jesus says, you know, if I don't forgive in Matthew, I'll be not forgiven. And forgive means, it's done.
Rip the page out.
It's done. Yeah, rip the page out's a good way to put it. It's done. It does not rejoice. Love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoice whenever the truth wins out. Mm. You know, I get excited for when my kids do the right thing rather than when they do the right thing just while it's about time. Do my kids only hear from me when they're doing the wrong thing rather than stop. What did you just do? Oh, I picked up her shoes. That's awesome. That's unbelievable. In fact, you know what? That's cool. Give me one of those shoes. I'm going to carry one of those shoes. Mm-hmm. We'll carry them out to go with Dad. I can carry them. I know you can, but I want to carry one too. You just set an example for me. He did the right thing. That's when we rejoice.
It makes them happy to do the right thing again.
Oh,
Because they'll remember the last time. Oh, okay. Well, they're not praising me now. Mom and dad aren't. But you remember, even when you grow up, the happiness that you got when somebody praised you for doing something right.
When you get praised for doing something right and you realize how easy it is to get praised by just doing something right, you tend to know, I can get praised if I want to here by doing something right. And you walk by the little things like Pavlov's dogs that stimulate you. Tori forgot to pick up or whatever. I can pick it up and take it upstairs. Mm-hmm. And those are the moments, yeah, those are awesome moments to say, stop, this is awesome. You know, the moment of me saying to Roby, let's unload the dishwasher. Isn't it Tori's night to unload the dishwasher? Yes, and she is unloading it. But let's go help her. We got an extra minute, you and me, before we have to leave. You don't have to, but I'm going to go help her. And then he goes over and he's helping and I'm helping and we're laughing and Tori's hilarious and we're unloading the dishwasher all together. It takes us all of 3 minutes and we finish and we get in the car. And I said, that was awesome doing that, wasn't it? I want to thank you for doing that. Well, you kind of made me, but you did it. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And he said, and Tori didn't say thank you. I said, well, that's not why we did it. Mm-hmm. We didn't do it because we have to do it. We do it because we could do it. Mm-hmm. It was a fun thing to do. Helping somebody is a fun thing to do. And so those are the times, wow, when you absolutely can lift up your child, rejoicing in the right. Mm-hmm. It's a rejoicing. It says another thing that love is. Love never gives up and never loses faith.
So for that rebellious teenager or middle schooler that you have.
It's not done.
Yeah.
It's not done. You know, I was not most likely to succeed in my graduating class of 1,200. I was so most likely not to succeed that a friend of mine from Washington, D.C. came down and spent the day with me, very successful car dealer in Washington. And he said, I got to ask, man, what happened? And I said, you know, I wish I could tell you it's not me. I wish I could tell you it's a great wife. It's not her. It's Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. And it's just deciding because of what Christ has done in my life, I'm not going to give up and I'm going to stay the course with this 3-year-old barbarian temper tantrum toddler and know when the tantrums are coming. Deal with the tantrum, love the child. Deal with the tantrum, love the child. And cheer when you see that child get so frustrated. And help them not have tantrums. Help them deal with their impulse control. And help the 12-year-old. And help the stinky 13-year-old boy whose feet smell and has pimples. And just find ways to love that child. Mm. I think it goes on to say is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance in this passage. I'm supposed to be the parent of this home, which means I'm supposed to set the tempo of this home, which means, yes, the boundaries, but also, yes, the atmosphere. Which means I am exhausted, which means I've got to find my refreshing. My refreshing won't come from television, though. I do believe there's moments for television where I don't have to use my brains. Mm-hmm. Jesus got his refreshing by getting up early and spending time with the Father. I've got to find those times and then realize for my children, momentarily, I'm the God figure in their lives. I say I have this faith in Christ. They've got to see me bring it. And when I find me not liking a child because of behavior, I've got to back up and say, okay, where'd this behavior come from? Is the child frustrated? Is the child lonely? Does the child feel unlovable? Are we just too busy? Or is there a marriage problem they're concerned about? What is behind this? And then the next thing is, I've got to deal with the behavior and love the child. Deal with the behavior and love the child. Part of loving the child is deciding, is choosing to like to spend time with this child. And the child you are the least likely to want to spend time with is exactly the child you have to choose to spend time with. This whole thing of there are times when I don't like my child, as you said well, Ruthie, I think we have to admit there are those times because we feel so bad saying them. And then we've got to choose to deal with it. Deal with the behavior you don't like. Go after that child. Love that child anyway. And realize that first part of the definition of what love is patient and kind. Mm. Today is screaming for patience and kindness. Our children are screaming for patience and kindness. And as they're 12 and 13 and 14 and backing away from us, that's when we got to go after them. We've got to choose to love that child so much till we get to the point where we like that child.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House and the children's homes there, there are a lot of other resources for your parenting journey, even to help you in your marriage. And all the proceeds go to help the children's homes. Just find that online at shfm.org. Or you can support the children's homes directly with a 2-letter text. Just send the letters SH and send it to 41518. and that'll add $10 to your cell phone bill and send that amount directly to the children's homes. To hear this program again, search for other relating topics, maybe about teenagers, about the toddler years. We've done entire weeks on these topics. You can search for them, ask your questions, all online at parentingonpurpose.org. And we hope you join us next week as we touch another topic on Parenting on Purpose.